Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. We have got so much to celebrate. Joining us in studio is Cheryl Hunt with Stratford General Hospital Foundation, along with co-chairs Paul Rolston and Rick Orr. So much to celebrate with the In Our Hands campaign. Good morning. We got the dream team here. Good morning to all of you. Welcome.
Good morning, Jamie.
There you go. Congratulations. Cheryl, let's start with you. With the In Our Hands campaign, so much to celebrate.
Absolutely. It's been 10 years in the making, but our community has been outstanding, and we are beyond ecstatic to announce that we have reached our goal at $31.4 million in cash and pledges.
Woo! That deserves a round of applause overall. Fantastic, fantastic. So, Cheryl, you must be feeling just ecstatic. Oh, wonderful.
You know, it's beyond words, in all honesty, because the support and commitment from our community, it's such a feel-good environment to be in, supporting the foundation that supports our hospital, ensuring that our hospital has the tools and resources to provide great care for our community.
All right. Well, it's a roundtable discussion. Let's get Paul in on the conversation. Paul, how are you feeling at this moment?
Like Cheryl, ecstatic. It's wonderful to finally be at our goal. Mm-hmm. Our consultants, when we were launching the project, told us we could do it, and we never looked back, really. We
Fantastic.
Had some good lead gifts that got us started, and it just rolled from there. Stratford General Hospital has a great story to tell, and as we got out in the community telling that story, people responded.
So. Yeah, that's exactly what it's all about. All right, let's get Rick in on this. And Rick, I've always liked how you've really put this campaign into perspective of what In Our Hands really is all about.
You're right. It's a community hospital. It's, you know,
you think about the bricks and mortar, but it's what's happening inside.
It's what's inside. It's, you know, it's the people, it's the equipment, it's the care. And without the equipment, the people can't provide the care we need. You know, it's like an iPhone. How long does an iPhone last today? Every couple of years, you got to buy a new phone. Can you imagine how often you have to buy a new MRI or a new CT scanner? Or you have to provide the tools for the people to provide the care that our community really needs.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So again, it's the In Our Hands campaign with the Stratford General Hospital Foundation surpassing goal, which is great news. Now, I have to ask, was there that moment where, I don't know if we're going to reach goal, did that happen along the way? Or just, there was always that confidence that you were going to reach goal.
You know what? It was, we launched this campaign in 2015 quietly. This is the quiet phase. Campaigns go that way. And around 2020, we were just about to go public, and then the world shut down. So, yeah, that was the moment of like, oh, are we really going to get this or not?
Yeah.
And the foundation, Andrea Page, who was chair at the time, who was executive director at the time, we all just kind of hunkered down and let the dust settle, and people started bringing in donations. It was remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
So a longer delay than normal, but we finally went live in 2022.
Okay.
And you know, it's only been 3 short years, and here we are,
yeah.
Thanks to Cheryl now.
Yeah, no kidding. So yeah, 3 short years, that is unbelievable. So looking at this campaign, what do you think were the success stories? Why did this become such a successful campaign surpassing goal?
You know, that's a great question. I think that just being out in the community, making sure we're engaging and letting folks know the importance of the community investment into our healthcare really spoke volumes. People started to hear stories, started to understand how hospitals are supported, and we're reaching out, having conversations with staff members within the hospital, making sure that they understand how that happens. And then through their interactions and providing care with their patients and the family members, everything like that absolutely makes a difference.
Yeah, and Paul, for you looking back at this campaign, any particular memories or things that just stand out?
Well, again, like Rick said, 2020, we all wondered what we were doing because...
Yeah, I can't even imagine heading into this campaign with that. Like, oh my gosh.
For the last 2 years anyways, every time you turn on a television, you're hearing bad economic news, but...
And it's been a roller coaster since,
It has been. But the community has supported us all the way.
Right.
It's been wonderful. The government, this isn't a complaint, the government does not fund equipment for hospitals, so it's up to each individual community. And when I say community, I don't just mean Stratford, but we've been very well supported by our rural residents as well.
All right, let's get Rick back in. Let's talk about some of the specifics, Rick, in terms of what's being purchased here? What's being acquired?
Yeah, what did you do with your $31 million, yeah. Mr. Hospital? I hope people came up and saw the new cancer care clinic. It's unbelievable. You know, for people that are going through such terrible disease, they now have this bright, beautiful, state-of-the-art space. Again, the staff can do their job so much better than they were in the old, dreary space. And if you have to go through it, that's where you really would like to. But some of my personal favorites were we bought portable x-ray machines, portable ultrasound machines, baby warmers. Both my kids ended up in the special care unit when they were born. And to have the right care and the right incubators for kids, that was special for me to be able to buy all that. I think we bought 52 new beds throughout the hospital. Okay. Almost every bed in the hospital got replaced. Better for patients, more comfortable, better for staff to be able to take care of patients. Mm. It's amazing, the list.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely incredible. Cheryl, did you want to get in on this? And I'm just thinking, with this Stratford General Hospital Foundation, with this amazing In Our Hands campaign, and I'm just thinking, you know, we're so blessed to have Stratford General Hospital with this foundation, to have these state-of-the-art facilities right here in Stratford. You know, it's something we don't want to take for granted when we hear hospitals in the news consistently. Absolutely. But we're just so blessed for something like this.
Yeah, we really are. You know, just to kind of echo Rick's comments, you know, looking at the mammography machine or fluoroscopy machine, you know, those kind of things are not a cheap investment. You know, we're looking at $700,000 for one piece of equipment when we're looking at the fluoroscopy machine, for example. But you know, it's so important to make sure that we're having, or that we do have, updated equipment, just from the simple like recruitment, retention, staffing standpoint, right? It's such a competitive environment for healthcare professionals, and our community investing in our hospital ensures that HPHA can continuously recruit and retain amazing healthcare professionals.
There you go. Some final thoughts, Paul, on this incredible campaign.
Again, it's been overwhelming, Jamie, the response from the people of Stratford and the surrounding area. It really is. Times got tough, but the money kept coming in.
Yeah, Stratford and area always steps up, Rick.
They do.
Like, that's
they
the
really
thing.
Do.
We always step up. Yeah. We always seem to manage to be able to do it.
We have an amazing community. You know, you go back years, you know, the transitions we've had from railways to furniture to the theater to the hospital. The community pulls together and supports what we need to make us better.
All right. Now I'll get to Cheryl in for the last word. Cheryl, this, again, congratulations. It just warms our heart with Stratford General Hospital Foundation with the In Our Hands campaign. Any final thoughts? My goodness.
Right. You know, all I can say is thank you. It's just mind-blowing and boggling how amazing our community is when it comes to when it comes to things that matter, right? Mm-hmm. And like we say, you know, it's in our hands to make sure that our hospital has the equipment and the tools they need to provide care. And thank you so much to our community.
Yeah, you bet. Rick?
But Jamie, it's not done. We got lots more we need to buy out there. This was just the start of, you know, $30 million, but the need just continues to grow. We talk about that iPhone that needs to be replaced. We really appreciate the support we've had, but we really encourage the support going forward. We need to continue this momentum, you know, continue to build, continue to support staff, replace equipment. The need's never going to end.
Yeah, that's a very good point right there. Again, it's with the Stratford General Hospital Foundation, with Cheryl Hunt, along with Paul Rolston and Rick Orr. And we should mention, maybe time to go golfing, because we do have a big golf tournament that's coming up for June 18th with the RE/MAX AB Realty.
Yes, we do. So if you haven't registered yet, your team, or looking for sponsorships, you can go to the foundation website and log in through that way and support a great golf tournament.
And have some fun, too. And that's at the Stratford Golf and Country Club. Lots to celebrate In Our Hands campaign. Cheryl Hunt, along with Paul Rolston and Rick Orr. Thanks so much. And again, congratulations.
Thanks,
thank you. Thanks.